International aid is flowing to Pakistan as the military and volunteers there struggle to rescue many thousands of people trapped in flooding. More than 1,100 have already died as a result of extreme seasonal rains this summer. The Associated Press estimates that nearly 500,000 people are in camps after losing their homes. Airplanes from Turkey and the United Arab Emirates landed Sunday in Islamabad, carrying temporary shelters, food, and other daily necessities. Pakistan's National Disaster Management Authority has deployed trucks carrying aid to affected areas of the country. Turkey and the UAE were among the nations that promised to help Pakistan after officials called for international help. Monsoon storms, the seasonal rains of South Asia, have been heavier and earlier than usual. Pakistan received heavy rains last week that affected almost the whole country. The United Nations will launch an international appeal for Pakistani flood victims on Tuesday in Islamabad. Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif on Monday said the rains are the heaviest Pakistan has seen in 30 years. He spoke from Charsada, one of the towns hurt most by flooding. Sharif has said the government would provide housing to all those who lost their homes. However, many people displaced by floods say they not only lost their homes, but their crops and small stores as well. The heavy seasonal rains that caused sudden floods have affected 33 million Pakistanis. Floods damaged nearly 1 million homes and have killed at least 1,061 people. The rains stopped 2 days ago. However, large areas were still covered with water Monday. The water was up to a meter high in some places, especially in the south, witnesses said. Weather experts predict dry conditions for the coming days, offering hope flooding will ease. Pakistani officials say this year's destruction is worse than in 2010, when floods killed more than 1,700 people. I'm Katie Weaver.